Three, two, one.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Anyone Can Run podcast. The podcast which is all about cultivating our marathon mentality, both on and off the race course. I am your host, True Bros, a.k.a. Gabe, a.k.a. the Texas Tyrannosaurus, and I am an NCCA-certified personal trainer, YouTuber, and sneakerhead who specializes in helping people reach their health and fitness goals. This podcast covers everything new members of the running community need to know to dominate their first race, whether it's a 5K, full marathon, or anything in between. We also discuss how to establish our marathon mindsets, because our journey on the road to Gainesville is just one small part of who we are as individuals. I need you to pull a scar real quick and be prepared, because I'm gearing up to drop a verbal nuclear bomb on you, bro. Everyone on planet Earth is insecure about something. Okay, I'll admit, I may have oversold that truth bomb just a tad, but that doesn't mean the statement doesn't ring true. We're all insecure about something. If you haven't seen the movie Encanto, I implore you to see it as soon as you're able. Although, if you don't have Disney Plus, you could do a quick YouTube search for the song named Surface Pressure. That one tune, composed by Lin-Manuel Miranda, at least to me, perfectly encapsulates the pressure that can be tied to both physical and mental strength. I remember the first time we heard it when the family and I went to go see the film on release day, which I think was Thanksgiving. And I mentioned to the wife, I've never heard such a succinct and on-the-nose metaphor which illustrates the fragility of traditional masculinity. But to make that more relevant to our discussions here, I'll slightly alter that assessment to be the mentality or the mindset of athletes, or really just the mind frame or the frame of mind rather of just plain healthy and fit individuals. We talk about it all the time. I began this podcast because I vehemently believe that the mentality of athletes is a fragile thing that gets overlooked all of the time because it's very easy and natural to focus on the physical component of it. But this is something you can't overlook. And whether you agree with my specific diction regarding the song or not is irrelevant. I bring that particular musical number up because it's a perfect example of my personal insecurities, and I'm all about using myself, my experience, and my thought process as a reflective example for you, dear psychomaniac fitness fiend. I feel like we're only a few minutes in and we're getting a little existential here, and that's certainly not my intent. Nah. Our little slice of the internet is all about cultivating and reinforcing our marathon mindsets to be leveraged not just on the hotshot marathon course or in the weight room, but in all aspects of our lives. I'm all about providing disclaimers here because it's important to not speak out of turn. But when it comes to securities or insecurities, I mean, we all have them. Diamond Dallas Page says repetition is the mother of learning. And not only do I agree with that sentiment, I'll also add experience is the foundation of confidence. When it comes to working through our insecurity, and the key word there is, or key phrase rather there, is to work through, which we'll dive into in depth in a few minutes. For me at least, the key to working through our insecurities is really accepting that acknowledgement is half the battle. I can't tell you what your insecurities are or what they stem from. I'm not licensed to even begin to know where to start that sort of discussion. And even if I were, a podcast is likely not the correct medium to have those conversations. What I can tell you is it's of the utmost importance to know yourself both physically and mentally, inside and out. In my experience working with clients, I always found people overemphasizing the mental component. And don't get it twisted. Our conversations here are focused around establishing our marathon mindsets because mental health should never be trivialized. I mean, like we just discussed, that was the whole catalyst for me beginning this podcast. However, this focus on the mental aspect should not come at the expense of our physical health. The way I see it, when you're firing and on all cylinders mentally, whether that be burning through homework questions, dominating your workplace with ease, writing a bunch of code and just it's flawless from the second you put your hands on the keyboard, you're getting asked a laundry list of questions and rapid fire style, and you're responding in kind, like all those questions ain't nothing but a chicken wing on a shoestring, right? When you're firing on all cylinders mentally, that feeling is fantastic. To me, that's confidence, or at the very least, it's experience paying off. That same feeling is one we should strive to attain for our physical selves as well, but it can be a much more demanding process in some ways. I bring this up because just like we should strive to be the best versions of ourselves, both mentally and physically, we've got to acknowledge what our insecurities are if we're going to work through them. Now, we'll circle back to the concept of working through them, but you can't work through something if you don't even know what it is. It's not always the easiest thing in the world to acknowledge what you're insecure or afraid of, much less vocalize those insecurities. But you're the one listening, so all you have to do is have an honest conversation with yourself. I know this is going to come across as real cocky confident, and I certainly don't intend it that way, but mental and emotional strength is something I've never really had an issue with. That being said, as we discussed in our past few conversations, the year of our gains, 2021, was a particularly rough one for me. And it was the first time I can ever recall reaching and surpassing my emotional breaking point. Now, none of this was related to my health and fitness journey. At least that wasn't the root cause of it, because everything was kind of tied to other factors and circumstances that I had going on. But I bring this up because it had a tremendous negative impact on my physical well-being. Like that song from Encanto says, pressure like a drip, drip, drip that'll never stop. I recall in our 2021 wrap-up conversation, relaying how I felt like I hadn't really progressed or put in any work over the course of that year, likely because my mind was still focused on all the other things which had been occupying it. When I actually went back and evaluated the data and saw in 2021 I racked up more miles than ever before, 726 to be exact, I felt more optimistic than I had in quite some time. Still, the trials and tribulations of 2021 led to me slacking on my workouts and in watching my caloric intake, which in turn led to me not only being the heaviest I've ever been, but physically feeling worse than I can ever recall. Except, you know, when I had some sort of ailment or something. The whole is greater than the sum of our parts when it comes to us as individuals. And the longer we try to actively avoid our insecurities or our shortcomings, the worse they'll be when they surface or when we're forced to face them. For example, everyone wants to look their best, right? It's not exactly a secret. The wife can tell you, whenever I leave the house, I want to be dressed in a way that's comfortable and makes me feel good. Doesn't matter if we're going out for a date or just running to the store to pick up some rice or what have you. I gotta have my kicks on and a non-wrinkled shirt, and either my hair has to be done or I'm rocking a hat. My thought process is, hey man, Prime was right when he said you look good, you feel good. Notice I'm talking about what I'm wearing and my hair, not necessarily body image type stuff. Like last night, we went to the grocery store right when she got home and I had been playing Apex. So when she got home, I threw on the Warren Lewis hoodie. My hair was already done because I had filmed a little bit, put on the sneakers, the jeans, and headed out. But that's not body image related. Sorry, I got a little bit of a tangent there. And I could always be leaner or the muscles could be more well-defined, right? But that was something which never really bothered me, right? No body image type stuff ever came to mind until this past year. Like I said, I am heavier than I've ever been. Some of my longtime favorite clothes aren't fitting the way they used to. And when I'm looking in the mirror, I'm seeing more round shapes than I'm comfortable with. It's a very common, and I'll admit, easy thing for me to discuss, because while body image issues are prevalent among, I'd guess all human beings, there's something which I never really had to grapple with until recently. Additionally, as a very impatient person who knows their body inside and out, and knows their predilections perfectly, and how long it's going to take for me to get back to where I want to be, and the amount of effort and willpower it's going to require, knowing I'm going to have to put forth some work elicits just one big groan from me, but hey, I'm a lazy brain. And that's a brain age reference for you in case you hadn't thought about that game series in years like me. However, it's much more difficult for me to vocalize the insecurities regarding strength, both mental and physical, because those are deep-seated. Especially when taking into consideration they concern my family, which I'm extremely protective of, and our well-beings, as well as my ability to be there for them when necessary. That's just not the easiest thing in the world to talk about. But come on, wanting to be there and care for your family members, that's gotta be an insecurity as prevalent as body image issues, right? I'd hazard a guess that that's true, but then why is it so much more difficult for me to compose this particular episode and say these things to the world while sitting on a chair from our kitchen table, while in our closet, while my laptop sits on my suitcase? I'd expect, because of the confluence of my life experiences, my priorities, where I'm at right now, all of that, because of those things, that particular feeling hits way too close to home for me. It's why hearing that song from Encanto for the first time when I was in a theater surrounded by my family and a bunch of strangers could feel my chest swelling up with emotion. We all interpret art through our individual lens, but the same could be said for our insecurities. You could have the exact same fears, the exact same concerns, and all that, but hearing me say what bothers me, I guess, will likely not hit as close to home for you because it's not your body, your life, your family, and that's okay. Empathy is all about understanding, not sharing the exact same feelings, because really no human being can know precisely how you're feeling, whether it be physically or emotionally. You know, I'm not in the business of using our little corner of the internet as a soapbox, but I'll tell you the biggest insecurity I have, and believe it or not, it's a super common one too. Not feeling good enough. My standards are pretty dang high for myself, and especially when viewed through the lens of my health and fitness journey, it's easy to see when looking back on those first few years where I would get so frustrated when I wouldn't reach the goals or perform at the level that I'd expect. Both school and work were and always have been relatively easy for me. And while it's fairly common for me to run dry of ideas for my creative endeavors from time to time, I find when actively working on something or working out, more often than not, I'll come up with a few inklings of ideas I jot down, and then I flesh them out later down the line. I'm sure that's a sentiment you either identify with, can understand, or are the polar opposite of. We all have different baselines. But that whole, you know, us being different and having different starting points on our journeys also applies to our physical prowess. This is why I love the concept of a health and fitness journey so much, and want everyone and their mother and their brother and the grandmother, small Kanye reference for you, to kick theirs off. Because the gym is the one place we're all on a level playing field. Sure, some people may look bigger, or just be bigger, or progress faster than others. But if you don't use it, you lose it. And you've got to put in the time and effort and stay disciplined if you want to continue to progress. This is why everyone also, you know, well, everyone who's able, rather, needs to be able to run a full marathon at least once in their life, because not only is an achievement only a small percentage of human beings can truthfully say they've accomplished, but because going through a full marathon training cycle will help you become intricately familiar with your physical self, the same way we're always encouraging people to do so mentally. I bring this up not because it's oh so fun to talk about my insecurities, but hopefully because if being honest with yourself is something you're averse to, I'm hoping that this will help kickstart the process of identifying your own, if you're not already acutely aware of them. Additionally, if you share some of the same fears as me, then guess what? We're not the only two people on planet Earth who share that sentiment. I'd expect most of our fellow human beings feel pretty dang similar, regardless of the language they speak or where they're residing on this big blue ball we call Earth. For the sake of argument, let's say you've identified what your biggest insecurities stem from, or what they are at least. Then what's our next step? Do we shoot for root cause? Do we just suck it up and shrug it off and walk around with a big ball of stress and or guilt in our chest? Do we simply sweep them under the rug and ignore them, hoping they'll go away? I mean, I suppose you could go with any of those previously mentioned options, but I'm here to help us cultivate a marathon mindset so we can progress on the road to Gainesville, so any of those ain't me. What I've always found helpful is the process of working through these fears, these insecurities. You aren't going to get over what bothers you in one day. And granted, I'm not a Webster dictionary or a psychologist, but I'm guessing if there's something you're insecure about, I'd expect that likely won't ever change. Using myself as an example, right? Because it's like, what are you talking about? I mentioned I've got body image issues, right? The desire to protect and provide for my family, and a nagging feeling that I won't live up to the impossibly high standards I've set for myself. Come what may, but I don't think any of those sentiments go away for as long as I'm still kicking. I'm always going to have a body, and it's constantly going to be changing unless we get to the state where we're like Futurama and we're just heads in jars. I hope I'll always have a family I care for, and it doesn't matter how good I think my work is, can always be better. This is why I think we're working through insecurities, because I don't know if insecurities are something you can get over. And to me, that's not necessarily a bad thing. For me, it's all about accepting them, not necessarily trying to hide them away. It's like the whole he who must not be named thing from Harry Potter. To me, if you're trying to minimize the effect of something, you don't hide it away and give it some sort of power over you. You don't necessarily even place it front and center and try to face it head on, because again, I think we're talking about things which can't be overcome and are essentially a part of who you are. Nah. For me, if our insecurities are identified, acknowledged, and accepted, we can begin to work through them. I know it's been a bit, and we're talking about something which obviously can have a tremendous impact upon both our physical and mental well-being, but they don't necessarily seem like they're tied to our health and fitness journeys from an actionable standpoint. We've already talked about how having too much on my plate from a mental and emotional standpoint brought forth by my insecurities manifested adversely impacted my well-being over the course of 2021, but I think it's time we cover what we can do to work through them. Take, for example, my insecurity about not being good enough. This isn't tied to external factors. Nah, this is all about me trying to reach and surpass the standards I've built for myself over the years. This same pressure, which helped me to get to the point where I am today, which helped me achieve everything I have up to this point, has also manifested into an insecurity because, for example, if I'm talking about my creative endeavors and I'm just unable to come up with anything, right? That's pretty dang frustrating. Additionally, because these are my standards and mine alone, there's no barometer or measuring stick for me to measure progress against. It's all about being satisfied with what I'm able to come up with and eventually produce. And if I've got zilch ideas, then I can't even get to that point where I'm actually in the process of creating. I bring up the creative endeavors because in our NYC marathon recap, we discussed at length how it took me years to be able to reconcile my aggression and frustration with my progress. We're not going to recap that entire convo here, but in case you missed it, to summarize, right, the two TLDL, I guess, too long didn't listen. Despite my best efforts, whenever I'd come up short with my athletic performance, it would irk me, which would negatively impact other aspects of my life. I eventually learned to chill out from that a little bit, but when it comes to the content I create, I can readily admit I still get pretty insecure and frustrated from time to time. Since, like we had covered, if I'm not creating something, I can't live up to my standards. Now, I'll admit that this process isn't something I've perfected yet, but when I see those frustrations bubble up, now I switch my focus. When it comes to creating content, I seldom ever sit and actively have brainstorming sessions. Now, if I have some ideas, like I said, I'll jot them down in my phone or in my workout notebook, but sitting and actively writing a laundry list of potential ideas has never really yielded dividends for me. Take, for example, as I'm sitting and composing this portion of today's conversation. Our first episode of 2022 drops tomorrow, which means I've only got 2 weeks until this conversation should go live. These deadlines, this release schedule, right? They're not tied to the financial stability of my family. They're not really tied to anything. Yet this release schedule is something I've endeavored to stick to. So if I'm not able to meet that, I come up short. To work through the insecurity of not meeting that goal, which I imagine to the outside world seems trivial, but to me is of incredible importance, I redirect my focus or my attention. We say it all the time here. Working out is the most approachable form of self-care we as human beings can engage in. Too frequently in the past, I coped with insecurities and frustration by devolving into bad habits, but not anymore. And I implore you to do the same. Now when I find myself in a bit of a creative rut, I literally just go back to the things which help me clear my head or just have fun. Working out, cleaning. I know, right? I find that very relaxing. Sometimes I'll fire up the old YouTube live stream and go live because live streaming was a creative pursuit that I used to enjoy immensely. None of those items help me out of the rut all the time, nor does it help totally eliminate that feeling of disappointment I get about not reaching a goal I've set. But it's all about being better than we were yesterday. Even if I'm unable to progress in my creative endeavors the way I want to, I can try other pursuits or, at the very least, improve myself or my home by engaging in exercise, by cleaning. You get the idea. As I'm composing this episode, I'm actually off this week from work. Today's Tuesday, and I spent the bulk of yesterday editing a video that I knew would take hours due to the wealth of footage I had to comb through, so I'd been putting it off for a few months. Today is dedicated primarily to composing this episode and getting a laundry list of random things done around the house. Tomorrow will likely be the groceries, other errands, just more random stuff. I say all this, not so you're acutely familiar with how I dedicate my day to day, but because even though it's only Tuesday and I have this whole week off, I already feel like I haven't spent this week as efficiently as I could. Yes, this is my first vacation from work since our trip to New York for the race, but when I have time off, I feel like I need to squeeze in as much as possible. Especially given this is likely the only time I get to focus on just the things I want to do, such as creating content, working on the house, and getting in all the exercise I can. There's a strong desire to use this vacation time efficiently, as opposed to just, I don't know, clearing the head or relaxing or what have you. Now, you can call it this tendency whatever you want, but I see it as a combination of wanting to spend my time working on things I find interesting, while also being a slight manifestation of my insecurity of not living up to my standards. I know all of this is probably a bit too much context, but hey, it's all about understanding where one another is coming from. So I err on the side of providing a little too much detail in case that helps paint a more clear picture for you. Also, the goal of today's conversation isn't to provide you with a clear-cut guide to help you through every insecurity known to humanity. I ain't equipped to provide that kind of info. Rather, my aim is to illustrate how I'm using my health and fitness journey to redirect focus to matters which help me be better than I was yesterday. Especially when it comes to content creation, it doesn't matter if it's the podcast, videos, or a live stream, or even like posting to Instagram. Whenever I'm in a creative rut, my thought process is I'd rather quote-unquote do than not. The idea of just sitting on my hands is something that it just drives me bonkers. Like sitting and watching TV and not actively creating or doing something with my hands, that irks me. I can't even articulate how much that bothers me if it's me doing it. This means that I'd rather go for an extended walk around the neighborhood and put on a podcast or an audiobook and just listen to my body as I walk, as opposed to just sitting. Being in the act of moving around, taking in the sunshine and the fresh air, really helps me clear the head, and I would imagine it does for you as well. If I've been stuck for an extended period of time regarding my content, I'll switch out my audio for comedy podcast, and I'll literally just begin watching funny YouTube videos. And if I'm home, I'll do some light exercise while I consume content, because again, consuming content isn't something that I really like doing. But I do this, so even if I'm stuck on the things that I want to progress on, I'm still bettering myself in some way. This is why it's tied to exercise. The process of creating is the thing that I thoroughly enjoy. And being without that outlet, which is in tandem with working out, the primary means through which I maintain my sanity, it just absolutely sucks to be without it. Because I feel I need those two things. And my thought process is to work on something to help me feel as if I'm getting closer to that overall workflow. So if I'm not creating content, I'll try to work out or clean the house or reorganize something. So I feel like I'm creating an approximation or a facsimile of that creative workflow. Now, I know this isn't likely a sentiment shared by too many of you. So considering you're a psychomaniac fitness fiend, I think it's time we shift the focus of our conversation to something a little more in line with your expectations for our topic of discussion: body image. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I ain't here to shame anyone, to tell you how you need to look, to tell you that there's something about you you've got to change. I ain't here for any junk like that. I bring this up because I know body image stuff tends to be real controversial for some reason. And look, you do whatever you want, right? It's your life, it's your body. All I'm asking of you, and believe me, I'm just asking because I sure as heck ain't making demands, is that you reflect on how you feel, both mentally and physically, and ask if you're putting forth the effort to feel your best. I bring that up because I know deep down I'm not putting forth the effort I could. And I don't say that to be interpreted as, oh, I'm only working out 45 minutes a day when I could be doing so for 3 hours. Nah, fam. I know I've made decisions, especially related to food, which are not setting me up for success either mentally or physically. I don't bring this up because I'm trying to shame or guilt myself into doing something, because, I mean, we've said it before, we avoid negativity in all forms here because it doesn't do anything for us, especially within or as it concerns to our internal dialogues. Or I guess the best way to say that is we avoid negativity as it relates to our internal dialogues, right? That probably makes more sense. Now, I bring all this up because it's imperative to be honest with yourself. And self-sabotage is too easy to do and is too likely to go unnoticed unless you've a clear example to juxtapose yourself with. I've done it, and that's led to the current self-image issues I have. This isn't something I can just dismiss either. So I begin the process of self-improvement and reflection to help bolster my resolve. I don't know about you, but you could tell me all day, shake it off and just ignore it and blah, blah, blah. But I could care less about how I look for anyone else. So those statements, while well-intended, aren't doing anything for my mindset. Nah, these are my standards. So the only way I'm going to work through them is to actually work. Of course, we're talking about our healthy and fit lifestyle. So to me, this means cooking, taking inventory of how I'm feeling when I'm working out, when I'm getting out of bed, when I'm going up and downstairs, It means drinking more water, really focusing on what my body is telling me. Especially now that I'm no longer in my 20s. If I feel my neck bugging me a little bit or my lower back feeling a little sore and I'm in that mindset where I'm dwelling on my insecurities, then it becomes, well, let's check out the pillow and my chair and make sure everything feels supported. The mind also goes to, okay, let's do yoga. Let's emphasize our posture when I'm walking around and just living. Although my aversion to being in the kitchen is common knowledge at this point. I was telling the wife the other day because she was watching Queer Eye. I don't forget which season. I think it was the current season because she was talking about them being in Austin. And the guy who does the cooking, I think his name's Anthony. He was like, oh, when somebody tells me they're not a cooker person, I'm like, we need to get them in the kitchen. Well, I understand that sentiment, right? But I don't want to do it because I don't enjoy it. Not because it's not effective or not because anything like that, right? I know myself. I know my predilections. I ain't down with the cooking. I don't want to do it, you know? I know that was a little bit of a tangent. But when I view the process of cooking through the lens of bettering how I'm physically feeling and knowing full well it's going to improve the waistline and wallet, that helps me by giving me something to focus on mentally and physically, because it gives me something to actively do with my hands. So it becomes a begrudging acceptance. Like if I had all the money in the world, I would never cook. I would just have an in-house chef or buy prepared meals that are super healthy because I can read a nutrition label. But that's just me. This is going to sound real meta, I'm sure. But I genuinely feel that there are many things in our lives we just can't control. However, how we choose to perceive things, how we react to situations, what we do about those things or those situations, and most importantly, how we talk to and treat ourselves, all of those are absolutely in our control. You think I enjoy eating quinoa and spinach instead of wings and pizza? You think I enjoy getting the wrap at Chick-fil-A instead of my usual spicy chicken sandwich with a milkshake? Heck to the no. But all of these everyday decisions we make contribute to either the escalation of insecurities or essentially making them benign. If I have the spicy and greasy foods, I know dang well, a couple hours later, my stomach's going to bother me. I may have some heartburn. And overall, I know that I'm just going to not be feeling anywhere near half decent. Take, for example, yesterday. I hadn't had a burger and fries in a few months, so I ordered them. And then the rest of the day, I was feeling downright atrocious. I woke up today still not feeling that solid. But I sure as heck didn't opt to get mad or to get upset about it, because that negativity in my head doesn't do anything for me. And if I were to dwell on it, it would likely only exacerbate my insecurities. So in a couple hours, I'll work out, and either today or some point in the next 2 days, I'll go to the grocery store, as I'm low on the healthy eats I typically have available. I'm choosing to react to that poor decision I made in a manner that is positive for me both physically and mentally, because how I react is something I have total control over. Opting to react in a manner that helps me, helps reinforce my marathon mindset, and knowing I'm taking the necessary steps to improve myself helps minimize any potential body issues which may occur. I know we've covered this a few times already, but the context of today's discussion bears repeating because I, for one, cannot stand when people purport to be experts on a topic with no professional credentials or experience. I'm only laying out my insecurities and ways I work through them to serve as an example for you, my dear resident of the iron paradise who lifts heavy things up and then sets them back down. This isn't professional advice. I'm literally just a guy sitting in the closet who is telling the world what helps him. This isn't one-size-fits-all info. Now, time for a short movie interlude, which is relevant to our discussion, because I am wont to do that. I already mentioned previously how In the Heights is my favorite film. There's a line that says, "We are powerless." And while I'm sure that can be interpreted in many ways, that's a sentiment that gets my blood boiling. Because the people who say it in the film, they look like me. I grew up with people similar, right? Because obviously that's a work of fiction. But I grew up with people who have been told their entire lives to be patient and to wait their turn. And when you're told that, it makes you feel helpless. So that gets my blood pumping, man. Especially when it comes to the image I see when I look at the man in the mirror, I feel as if insecurity stems from that feeling of being helpless or powerless to do anything. It's the lack of control, that frustration and anger and disappointment which manifests when things happen outside of it or outside of your control, which, as we just covered, I mean, really, that's pretty much everything other than what goes on inside your head and what you put in your body. That's like the only thing to me that we have control over, or those are the only things. This is why I opt to go into productivity mode, as opposed to shrinking away and trying to hide the body I was given and have molded into its current state, right? I've got no problem taking responsibility for that. If I tried to hide under baggy clothes and ignore the body image issues, I feel as if that would just allow my insecurity to grow. And when I finally do choose to look at myself, or it gets brought up to me or something, right? Or it just surfaces, that insecurity surfaces, I'd suspect that I'd feel disappointed or ashamed. For me, working through insecurity is kind of like a fight or flight instinct. However, instead of fighting, it's having the confidence to know that I can be better. And that's a place I want everyone on planet Earth to get to when it comes to their health and fitness journey. I said it before. My belief is that experience is the foundation of confidence. And nothing breeds a confidence more universal and tangible and primal and natural than feeling physically strong, fit, and well-conditioned. When a physical challenge is raised to you, this could be anything. It could range from carrying a case or two of water to running a half marathon. I don't want your immediate instinct to be to shrink down, to shake your head, and just think, oh, I could never do that. That's the kind of passive attitude I grew up with, and it drives me bonkers. I want you to instinctively, to reflexively take a beat, to think, well, maybe if I did. Because to me, that shows you're confident in yourself both mentally and physically. When your mind starts working and evaluating a potential obstacle and how you can overcome it, in this case, using your physical prowess, to me, that's one of the pillars of an established marathon mentality. You believe in yourself, and that physical fight or flight instinct, for lack of a better term, isn't to shrink down, but to just think, well, hold on a minute. As much as I vehemently believe, I say it like every other episode now, as much as I vehemently believe with every fiber of my being, every human being who is capable needs to complete a full marathon at least once in their life, I know that isn't for everyone due to a plethora of reasons or circumstances and or interests or what have you. That being said, we can all get to a place where our insecurities, which stem from our physical appearance and or how we're feeling, are minimal. Now, sure, it's easy to go off the deep end and take too far, thinking you're too thin, too big, too weak, whatever. And that's why there are licensed professionals who can help you with your individual circumstance and work through those issues. I'd suspect, and again, this is just my unlicensed behind talking, who is just sprouting ideas into a microphone, but I think if we are self-actualized both mentally and physically, if we're honest with ourselves about our insecurities and do not try to shrink away from them, but accept them as a piece of who we are as an individual, and we do our best to stop them from having any power over how we live our day-to-day, then at the very least, we're starting things off on the right foot. We're beginning that process of working through them. That feeling of helplessness at a situation or a circumstance can be debilitating if we allow it to be. But we control how we view things and how we feel to an extent. I know our conversation today was a little more existential than we're accustomed to, but I've seen too many people either be too afraid to take the first step, whether that be creating content, beginning a health and fitness journey, or whatever, due to insecurity. Or I've seen way too many people go off the deep end into the world of exercise for the same reason. I'm hoping that by providing myself as an example, you can juxtapose my experience with your own circumstances and hopefully accept who you are. And hopefully that acceptance will help you not just lift a few more pounds or rack up a few more miles, but will help you be a healthy, fit, and most importantly, well-rounded human being who takes care of themselves. We've all got insecurities, but it's up to you if you're going to be willing to work through them. And I hope that today's discussion helps in some small way. I appreciate you spending some time with me today, and I hope you're seeing what I see, that truly anyone can run. We try to drop new episodes every other workout Wednesday, so make sure you suplex that subscribe button. If you've ever got questions or ideas for a topic you'd like covered in a future episode, feel free to hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at AnyoneCanRunPod or at TrueBros with no E because we ain't extra. If you need more gains, do me a solid and pound that subscribe button on YouTube, as I'm typically dropping 2 videos a week on Mondays and Thursdays. It also helps when you leave a quick rating and review in your podcast app of choice. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Anyone Can Run podcast, and if you did, don't forget to dominate that subscribe button. If you didn't enjoy it, well, you get what you paid for. And regardless, I look forward to seeing you on the road to Gainesville.